WEBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A federal judge ordering the Trump administration to help get back another different migrant who was deported to El Salvador. ABC's Catherine Falders.
The judge, in this case, the new one that we're discussing is a Trump appointee. She ordered the government not to remove other individuals covered by this settlement, the 2019 settlement. So it does potentially tee up another court battle that the Trump administration will have to fight here.
The U.S. and China are talking every day about tariff negotiations, says President Trump at the White House, but China publicly saying, no, we aren't. Now, a second federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from making federal funds to schools conditional on eliminating diversity and equality policies. Two federal judges in Maryland and New Hampshire doing so today. The convicted mass shooter Robert Cremo has been sentenced to life in prison for the deadly 2022 Chicago area July 4th parade massacre. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The NFL Draft is officially here. The doors are open at the NFL Draft Experience at Titletown until 10 o'clock tonight, and tomorrow from noon until 10, Saturday from 9 till 6. The Draft Theater itself opens at 5 today and Thursday, and noon on Saturday. The first round of the NFL Draft begins at 7 o'clock tonight. The NFL Draft is one of the largest events in Green Bay's history, bringing hundreds of thousands of people to celebrate their favorite teams, congratulate the draft picks, and enjoy the historic football mecca that is Lambeau Field and Titletown. Sports fans from all over are expected to attend the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay today through Saturday. With over 250,000 visitors expected, scammers may attempt to exploit the fast-paced environment by targeting them with various fraudulent scams and schemes. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends visitors make purchases with a credit card because they offer built-in protections against fraud. They also warn visitors to protect personal information and watch for possible transportation-related scams, such as fake tickets or QR codes that might lead to fraudulent sites. We have a story offering tips and tricks to keep your information safe and to protect you from transportation scams on our website at WISS.FM. Green Bay police are investigating the death of a woman pulled from the East River Wednesday afternoon. Police say passersby reported the body in the water near the 500 block of Eastman Avenue. Cause of death is unknown, but police do not believe the community is in any danger. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
It's the NFL Draft tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the NFL Draft is getting underway. Thousands of fans and the network's broadcasting live. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst asked, after being just one game away from the Super Bowl 2 years ago, where does he think the team is heading into this season?
I think we're growing. You know, we lost our last three games, right? I think that's a tough pill to swallow. I don't think we can get very far away from that and understand that we got a lot of work to do. But I do like our group. I think they're eager, and I think they're all kind of entering a phase where they're going to be playing their best football. So I think we're really excited about that.
NBA, the Bucks back home getting ready for the Pacers for game three tomorrow night. Indy leads that series 2-0. Baseball, Brewers losing to the Giants 4-2. Pat Murphy on the decision to pull Freddy Peralta in the sixth.
We believed that he could do it, and then two quick hits, and then 0-2 to ball four. I didn't like that, and then he was at 96, and one of those things.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sunshine today, but mild temperatures making it to about 60 degrees. Got scattered showers possible late tonight, with widespread light rain rolling in for the morning. We'll be waking up to patchy fog, dreary conditions, and breezy winds, keeping our high temperatures much cooler to about 50. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Chef Jeff Grunder with a dinner tip you won't want to miss. The Machine Shed's Parmesan-crusted America's Cut. It's seriously amazing. We start with a juicy grilled pork loin and top it with a Parmesan crust made from real butter, roasted garlic, grated Parmesan, parsley, cracked peppercorns, and toasted breadcrumbs. We bake it to a golden brown and drizzle with white wine sauce. It's a game changer. Trust me. Head to the Shed tonight. Fox River Drive, Appleton.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Friday's show, we'll check in with Mark Houston for Bell and Sports Medicine. Plus, we're going to draft update from Mike Clemens. And don't miss the music of Kalen Cole in our live music series. Don't miss it.
Mino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of the Todd Allball Show.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allball, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock on this Thursday, April 24th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is NFL Draft Day in Green Bay, Wisconsin, something that a lot of folks, particularly those listening on WGBW, our great station in Green Bay, have been looking forward to. For over a couple of years now, after this was announced, it is draft day. We are going to celebrate appropriately enough. In hour number two, our friend and colleague, host of Nightlight, right here on Civic Media every evening, 6 until 8, normally from GBW in Green Bay. Pete Schwabe is actually in Madison. He's going to be here joining us in person, talking a little bit about the Packers, the draft, Green Bay, but also some entertainment things as well. Also, and what's worse, a food edition in hour two. Onions or no onions? We'll discuss that. Our old friend Kevin O'Connor is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, my old broadcast partner, talking about Green Bay Packer draft, booms and busts of the past. And also, anybody remember the old NFL Cheese League? Here in Wisconsin, we'll discuss that with Kev at the bottom of the hour. But now somebody who I know remembers the old NFL Wisconsin Cheese League. He is there joining us live from Lambeau Field via telephone. Civic Media's great sports reporter. Nobody's better than our own Mike Clemens. Mike, thanks for taking the time on a busy, busy day.
Yeah, you know, I think there is kind of a cell signal problem here because maybe the volume of people, because I've kind of had trouble getting things uploaded or whatever, even though I got to 2 or 3 bars. But how are you, Todd?
I'm doing well. It's interesting you bring that up because we actually kind of toyed around with doing the show up there either today or tomorrow. And because of what you just said, and in fact, I got some information that went through some of the people are having to register or whatever. It's crazy what people have to do. All these national people come in, plus people visiting. And I think it's really going to wreak havoc with some of these signals. So that's part of the reason we're not up there live. But you're always there on site bringing us the best from the Packers, the Brewers, the Bucks, and the Badgers. Have you ever been to a draft in person like this before? Obviously, first time in Wisconsin, but have you been to these before?
No, and that's because people say, oh, so you're going to Radio Music City Hall in New York, right? Or you're going to go to Nashville. You know,
right.
Since Roger Goodell got the idea, say, how can we make more money on this? How can we turn this into an even better TV show? And the year that they did it in Nashville was really terrific pictures, and it was a great party atmosphere, too. And then that is when it really took off. Kansas City seemed to be a pretty good place. We're going to be interested to see if, in fact, Green Bay has as big a draw as they had in Detroit last year and some of the previous markets, only because, you know, I think there's an awful lot of people that are wonder if the weather is going to be iffy, that the fact that Green Bay, as opposed to those larger markets, has got fewer places to stay in. And some of the prices, you know, motels that usually go for $90 a night, $100, they're charging $600 a night.
Right.
Parking right now, if you get on a busy street like Oneida that goes right by the stadium, as far as 8 blocks away, there's a church that's charging $100 for parking. And it's that way all the way in.
Right.
And so everybody thinks that this is going to be their big payday. I don't know if they're going to see the volume that maybe they thought they would.
Interesting.
Nimmo back at the track. Gone!
Dahl on the track. Dahl at the wall. Goodbye. Home run.
Fly ball right field. Hit a ton. We're tied.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
There goes the runner, swing and a miss. Throw to second is in time. Oh, Contreras.
Hit on the ground hard towards third. A backhanded diving play by Durbin. Pops up, bounces a throw across, and he got him.
Today, the crew take on the San Francisco Giants in the Bay at Oracle Park.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. The yo-ho changeup. It is dazzling.
Gone! Christian Yelich, a grand slam, and this game is broken open.
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a cloudy and chilly Thursday afternoon in San Francisco as the Brewers and Giants wrap up this four-game series here at Oracle Park. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the On Deck Show, built by Menards, alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here this afternoon as the Brewers and Giants again looking to wrap up this series. Brewers looking to split this series after the Giants won last night's game by a final of 4-2, despite the Brewers with a threat in the ninth inning. So the Brewers excited about today because they are activating Tobias Myers from the injured list, and he will make his 2025 debut on the mound. He will be opposed by right-hander Landon Roop for San Francisco. We'll talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Beat. Back with you on the On Deck Show, Bill Beimenard, Brewers and Giants wrapping up the four-game series here this afternoon. Leg one of this three-city road trip for the crew. And Josh, the Brewers giving a couple of guys days off today. No Jackson Churio in the lineup, no Contreras, and no Caleb Durbin today either. Young player that probably a good thing for him to take a deep breath. He's been productive in this series, though.
Yeah, he's been one of the Brewers, if not, well, certainly not Bryce Terang level Brewer hitters, but everybody other than Bryce Terang this series, he's been right there. I think it is very telling, though, that Jackson and William in particular are not in there, because those guys play just about every day. But you've seen Churio struggling with the bat here over the last really couple of weeks. And then Contreras, he needed a day. Last night he got beat up. There was that play at third base where he came up a little limpy, and then they had that foul ball off of his midsection just a few minutes later. That was a rough night for William.
Yeah, and William, you could kind of look at the schedule and figure that today was going to be a day for William Contreras. We were told today before the game, this is not a medical situation. He's available. He could have played today. There is no injury, but it was still a good day to give him a day off all the same. Your catcher, there's a lot of wear and tear over the course of the season, so Eric Haas will catch Tobias Myers, who makes his 2025 debut and a follow-up to what was such a sensational rookie season a year ago. We're going to talk about that very fact with Brewers manager Pat Murphy when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Sitco Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera? Good to sit ringside at a boxing match? Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Sitco's money-saving Club Sitco app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples prints it all.
Oh, you bet. Posters, banners.
Can you print it all for Mother's Day?
Oh, of course. Photo gifts like canvas prints, photo puzzles.
Can you print it all for graduation?
Sure can. Custom cards and invites.
Can you print a huge banner with the grad's picture?
Oh, definitely.
Even an embarrassing baby picture?
Oh, those are the best kind.
I know, right?
Print it all for moms and grads at Staples. And right now, get 40% off custom cards, invites, and photo gifts. N75 exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit cuw.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a good piece of news today to get Tobias Myers back, a guy you've been waiting on that was such a huge part of last year's squad.
Yeah, we're excited about it. Tobias, a great worker, and he proved himself last year in his first year in the big leagues. He came out of nowhere and had to be the surprise player of the year for everybody in the league. He was just a real force for us, and we don't have to look any further back than game three of the playoffs when he was unbelievable against the Mets for 5+. So, we're really excited he's back in the rotation. Hopefully he gets off to a great start.
Maybe you already knew it at that point, but what he did in game three of the wild card series and the way he pitched and the body language he had throughout that entirety of the night, what did that tell you about Tobias the competitor?
Yeah, it's not easy in your first year. While he was going good, for sure, it's still to climb into a playoff atmosphere and be that poised and pitch that well is pretty special. So and it's not like he's possessing, you know, stuff beyond anyone else. It's just that the competitor in him, I think, made the difference.
I know we talk about this a lot, and Tobias is one of the extreme examples of it, but it is fun to see guys that have different paths to this point, that hung in there, that believed in themselves, that bet on themselves, when they might have had other people around them telling them, hey, it's time to go get a different job and do something different.
Yeah, and it's a credit to our front office that, and our organization, the way we do things, we're gonna have these type of guys emerge, and it is really a beautiful part of the journey is to see how many of these young guys get an opportunity, and then latch onto it and become something and change their lives, and you know it's the organization of opportunity. You get that opportunity, and there's still a standard of winning here that brings out a lot of good in a lot of people.
Murph, the other side of it is you send Brian Hudson down, and Brian, from a command standpoint, maybe not exactly where you wanted him to be, so that's probably part of the message is to go work on strike throwing and quality strikes and getting ahead in counts and all those things that he was doing at the beginning of last year for you.
Yeah, Brian was a huge part of our success last year, and I think he'll be a huge part of our success this year going forward. It's just a matter of, yeah, he's got to get himself just a little bit of an adjustment to get himself on track again, because he was so effective for us early last year, and pitching up in the zone, you know, while the numbers don't light up the gun, you know, he's somewhere around 90 to 92. It's when, you know, he's at the top of the zone with that great 7-3 extension. That's when you got a guy that 92, 93 looks 98, and then anything he throws off speed has them really off balance. And he was so good early that we want him to recapture that. So we think spending some time down in Nashville and getting right will help him down the road.
Yeah, it's a little bit like the weather. It might say this is the temperature, but the real feel is this, and that's how Hudson's fastball can play. We're back with more with Murph right after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
620 WTMJ.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Oracle Park. Brewers and Giants wrapping up this four-game series this afternoon. Brewers will send Tobias Myers to the mound for his 2025 debut. Landon Roop will go for San Francisco today. Murph, Rhys Hoskins really has been in a good place, and he gets on base twice again for you last night, just giving you quality at bats and getting deep into the count, it seems like, frequently right now.
He really has. He's off to a really good start. He's trained hard. He's diligent about his pregame. He's a pro. You know, he's been around. He's a veteran. He hit 27 big homers for us last year, and I believe we're going to get that production and then some with the way he's, you know, taking his walks, the way he's, you know, zoned in his plate discipline. I think we've got him on the right track, and hopefully it's a sign of great things to come.
Jake Bowers has had a couple of really nice swings for you the last couple of nights. It's an art, right, to not play every day and be able to contribute like he's been able to?
Yeah, I know Jake's unsung hero of this ball club, keeping us afloat while we have all these injuries. And he's really when he's filled in nicely. And almost every time we've given him a start, he's done something to help us win.
Good luck this afternoon, Murph.
Thanks so much.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Truck drivers, are you tired of an outdated truck hurting your paychecks? At Schneider, we add new trucks to our fleet every year to keep drivers moving and racking up the miles. Our easy-to-use technology is designed to keep you safe and comfortable while also boosting your income potential. So, are you ready to get behind the wheel of a more reliable ride? Find jobs near you and apply now at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Ooh, that's gone. I did not see that one coming. Here's another surprise hit. Did you know our gas stations sell local fuel? It's true. When you fill up with unleaded 88, you can be sure more of it comes from Wisconsin. Wisconsin farmers grow the corn that becomes ethanol right here in our state. Ethanol blends produce clean fuel. It's better for your engine, better for your wallet, and it supports Wisconsin farmers. That's a home run. The next time you fill up, choose unleaded 88. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
It's party time at Cousin Subs. For a limited time only, Cousin's 2-foot party subs are back. Choose from the ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. And now you can complete your party by adding a party chip bag and a dozen chocolate chip cookies for just $4.99. Order today in-store, online, or on the app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Brewers and Giants finished the four-game series this afternoon by the Bay. Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Today's injury report is presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Well, we talked about Tobias Myers getting activated, so now the Brewers can cross one off of the starting pitchers on the IL list. And another one is getting closer. Brandon Woodruff is going to continue his rehab assignment today. He'll pitch for AAA Nashville. They've got a doubleheader tonight. And he's scheduled to go in Game 1 at 5:30 Central Time. Brandon Woodruff's third rehab start. Keys to the game presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer and check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. We were crowdsourcing this in the booth, but Kent Sommerfeld had a good one. Be nice to give Tobias Myers an early lead today as he returns to the Major League mound for the first time this season. Give him a lead to work with. Score early against Landon Roop. Very fun conversation coming up for you next. Hall of Fame broadcaster John Miller rejoins me. Part two of our conversation. We're going to talk spring training memories with Uke right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement door and window screen. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to fit your needs. All rolls of replacement door and window screen are on sale now through April 27th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people. And they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst, brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
On the baseball field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you are ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join the team of Wisconsin Operating Engineers today at join139.com.
The On Deck Show, built by Menards, by the Bay in San Francisco. We continue. It is the Brewers and the Giants. Our pregame guest, the longtime voice of the Giants, one of the voices of Major League Baseball, John Miller, is kind enough to give us a few moments. It's good to see you. How are you, John?
So I'm well, and it's, for me, always cool to, when the Giants play the Brewers. I go, my first year broadcasting Major League Baseball was 1974. I was 22 years old, and the Brewers were an American League team. The A's, of course, in the American League, and the Brewers were not that good that year, but I was at a function with Robin Yount at Bud Selig's house in spring training several years ago. Hank Aaron was there, and it was kind of a cool night. And I'm talking to Robin Yount, and I said, you know, when I was 22 and I did my first Major League spring training broadcast, the A's were playing in Mesa, the old Rendezvous Stadium, which was a WPA project from the 30s, wooden ballpark that seated about, 1,800 people. And the Brewers came over from Sun City. Yep. And I said, you played shortstop. You were 18 or 19, whatever you were. And he thought about it. He said, you know, that was probably my first game because we had a shortstop named Tim Johnson. And going across the valley, he was a veteran, so he didn't have to make the trip. So I had to make the trip across, and that's my first game. And I said, so you're kind of remembering that because I wanted to get it right. And he said, he said, that's probably right. And I said, well, I'm going with you having told me that that was your first game because it was my first game. So we broke in the same day, and I got a big laugh from my family back home in the Bay Area when I said, there's Robin Yount. He's a young kid the Brewers are real high on. And they're like, you're 22, you're calling some guy a kid? What? So a kid calling a kid. But anyway, so but the old County Stadium was one of the old ballparks with a lot of flavor. It had a tightwad hill out behind right field where people could watch the game, sit on their little blanket like they're having a little picnic and catch the game for free, or at least the part they could see. And Aaron and Willie Mays hit four home runs there for the Giants one day. The fourth one he hit over the head of Henry Aaron.
We're visiting with the great John Miller on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Giants are coming up. Have you seen pictures, or maybe you saw it with your own eyes, of Bob Uecker and Merle Harmon in Sun City calling spring training games shirtless while they were suntanning? Have you heard those stories?
Well, I was over there. We had our own little trip across the valley. Monty Moore was my partner, the veteran broadcaster. And we got in our booth, and in the booth just above us, because that's the one that they could sit out in the sun, where Uecker and Merle Harmon, and Merle Harmon, one of the great play-by-play broadcasters, not just baseball, but NFL. He could do it all. He was just a great broadcaster. And they just kept laughing and laughing up there. And years later, I read Merle's autobiography, and he told the story about, he had a whole chapter about, he would just toss something out there, and then Uecker would just go off doing extemporaneous stand-up comedy for a whole inning. And they're like laughing and laughing and laughing. And I just remember thinking, wow, they're getting their deep golden tans up there and having a million laughs. And I wonder what they're laughing about. Anyway, so that was the ballpark where Sun City was one of the first retirement communities. The people who used to own the old Yankees, Stan Topping and Del Webb, they were real estate tycoons as well. And they built that community. And part of the deal was you bought one of those houses. It came with its own golf cart. And the ballpark was sunken, and at the top of the stands, the golf carts could park. The people could bring their own golf carts right from home and watch the game, and so it was a very unique venue for a ball game. And that's the first spring that I was there. That's 51 years ago.
John, thank you so much for your perspective. It was so nice to spend some time with you.
All right, and I miss your park because for me it's one of the great parks. You can hit a home run there. But also, there's no rain delays, and it's cool looking. It's got all those different decks. It's one, for me, one of the best looking ballparks in the game. So I can see why Brewers fans love to go there. So I'm looking forward to the Giants getting back there later on.
Yeah, we'll see you in August. Thank you so much, John.
My pleasure.
John Miller joining us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back, I'll get you tonight's starting lineups. It's the Brewers and the Giants on the Brewers Radio Network.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Brewers and Giants only about 10 minutes away from getting this series finale underway. Hope you enjoyed that conversation, by the way, with John Miller. We welcome you back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Time to get to the starting lineups, presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. They're supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Lane and I discussed at the outset here, this is a big day off day for Pat Murphy. For the first time this year, no Jackson Churio. William Contreras, just his second day off, and Caleb Durbin not in there for the first time since his promotion. So against the right-hander Landon Roop, here are the nine that will play. Bryce Terang, who is as hot as anybody right now, bats leadoff again as the second baseman. Last two games, he's 7-for-9. Sal Frelick moves up to the 2 spot. He'll play right field. This is only the second time in his major league career he's batted second. Christian Yelich is in the outfield. He's playing left and batting third. And Reese Hoskins, the DH today, he'll be in the cleanup spot. Jake Bowers has had a great last couple of nights, so he'll get the start at first base, and he bats fifth. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, hits number 6. Garrett Mitchell's in center field batting 7th. Vinny Capra gives Durbin the day off at third base. He'll hit 8th. And Eric Haas doing the catching in place of Contreras, rounding out the order against Landon Roop. Meanwhile, Tobias Myers ready to get it back in gear on the Major League mound for the first time since Game 3 of last year's Wild Card Series. The 9 for Bob Melvin starts with Mike Yastrzemski in the leadoff spot. He's in right field. Willy Adames, the shortstop, batting 2nd, 2-for-12 in the series against his former friends. Jung-Hoo Lee, the center fielder, what a year he's having. He bats 3rd. Matt Chapman is in the cleanup spot again and playing 3rd base. Elliot Ramos, the designated hitter today. He's hitting number 5. Lamont Wade Jr. at first base, batting 6th. Tyler Fitzgerald is the second baseman and number 7 hitter. Doing the catching is Sam Huff. Our first look at him as a starter. Former Ranger bats 8th. And Luis Matos, the left fielder, rounds out the order against Tobias. Today's umpires presented, as always, by Cannon and Dunphy. Veteran Jim Wolf is behind the plate. Alex McKay, first base. Crew chief Alan Porter at 2nd. And Brian Walsh over at 3rd. Cannon and Dunphy, a premier Milwaukee personal injury law firm with over $1 billion recovered. They're your advocates for justice, no matter the size of your case. Cannon and Dunphy, experience, results, justice. We'll hear from Lane Grindle. More of the On Deck Show built by Menards right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at-bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
At Purveya, we do things different here because we're led by doctors like me who specialize in you, all supported by an amazing team. Let's hear from that team.
When you're ready to schedule an appointment, I'm ready to help.
I'm your nurse taking your vitals.
I'm the surgeon repairing your knee.
I'm a physical therapist getting you back in the game.
And I make sure paperwork isn't the worst part of being sick.
Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
The Island Resort and Casino's stay-and-play golf packages for 2025 are filling up fast. Take advantage of early season package rates through May 23rd. A favorite among golfers, Island Drift Spa. Enjoy therapeutic or targeted massage, float therapy for deep relaxation, or new red light therapy to enhance muscle recovery. Book your Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf package today. Complete details online at islandresortgolf.com.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Citgo. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's and baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Purveya Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance, the silver lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and Giants, the finale of this four-game series when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the ideas gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with the staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Chill the beat.
Giants take the field as we welcome you back to Oracle Park. Brewers need a win to get a four-game split here in San Francisco at the start of their longest road trip of the season. This is game 4 of 10 on the trip. Landon Roop is on the hill. Let's wrap up the On Deck Show built by Menards with a quick drive around the league. Brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. There's only one other team in the Central in action today. That's later tonight. Pirates try to sweep the Angels in California. Carmen Majinski's on the road. Pittsburgh's taking the first two games of that series. Cubs are off after their two-game exciting sweep of the Dodgers. They welcome Philadelphia to Wrigley this weekend. Chicago now with a season-high 2.5-game lead over the Brewers in the Central Division. And the Brewers going to St. Louis. After this game, the Cardinals will be coming off of a 1-6 road trip. They're off today, but they went 1-6 through the Mets and the Braves. They've been much better at home, unfortunately. The Brewers will try to change that this weekend. But first things first, try to win a game and split a series here against the Giants. And for the play-by-play, here's my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, bonus points if you can spell Majinski. We'll revisit that later on in the broadcast. A reminder, this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority, the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club, and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. Bryce Terang to lead things off for the crew. And Landon Roop's first pitch of the game is over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Terang hitting 350, three home runs, 14 driven in. Seven for his last nine at the plate in this series, and he takes up and in, one ball and one strike. Got underway at 12:45 Pacific time. 54 degrees at first pitch, the 1-1 missed outside. And it is two balls and one strike. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless Premium Cocktails in a Can. Roop brings home the 2-1 pitch to Terang, and it is fouled out of play. Third base side, it's 2-2. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless, Liss is more. Terang with the second best batting average in the National League behind Brendan Donovan, who the Brewers will see this weekend in St. Louis. 2-2's outside. He's worked the count full. And 3-2. Roop making his fifth start of the year. He's 2-1 with a 4.09 ERA. And the 3-2 pitch. Down and in. And working a walk to lead off the game is Bryce Terang. Ortho ASAP. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. And that'll get Sal Frelick to the plate. Hitting in the two spot today with Jackson Churio getting the day off. 19-game on-base streak for Frelick, hitting 318 overall with a home run and six driven in. Roop out of the stretch, the pitch, and Sal committed to it and went around. It's 0-1. Time for a quick trip around the bases presented by Mars and Wrigley. Julia Brock from Grafton is our contestant. The 0-1 to Frelick, swing and a miss. Went after a two-seam fastball off the plate, and it's 0-2. Julia will win a $100 Quick Trip gift card, compliments of Mars and Wrigley and Quick Trip, if the Brewers can score in this first inning, and off to a good start with a runner at first and nobody out. 0-2 pitch. Frelick bounces one under the glove of the first baseman Wade and into right field. Terang going first to third, and the Brewers have the table set for Yelich here in the first inning. First and third for the crew and nobody out. And Sal Frelick with a 20-game on-base streak now. His third hit of this series. And the Brewers have set themselves up to have a very good first inning here against the right-hander Landon Roop. Yelich has had a good series. At the Grand Slam two nights ago. Three hits overall in this series. Roop brings home the first pitch, and Yelich takes a strike, and it's 0-1. 2-12 on the year with five home runs and 19 driven in for Christian. Roop comes set, and the 0-1 pitch. That is down and away with a changeup. And it's one ball and one strike. 26 years of age for Roop, 6'2", 215. Former 12th round pick back in 21 by the Giants. Debuted last year. Primarily worked out of the bullpen. 1-1 is shot foul and out of play down the third baseline. It's 1-2 on Yelich. He did make four starts. Brewers saw Roop last year, and he pitched well against the Crew. Had a pretty good rookie campaign. And now a part of this rotation to start 2025. 1-2 pitch is a swing and a foul. Just got a piece of the curveball. That's been a big pitch for Roop early on this year, is that curveball, especially when he gets two strikes on the opponent. But Yelich able to get a piece of it and stay alive. First and third, nobody out here. Brewers with the threat. Roop brings home the 1-2 pitch, and Yelich just got a piece of it again. Came back with a changeup that time down below the zone. He's working Christian down with the last couple of pitches. Still one ball and two strikes. Roop leaning in, looking to his catcher, Huff. And now the 1-2 pitch, and that missed in. Boy, a tough take for Yelich. It's 2-2. Some boos from the crowd here at Oracle Park. They thought that was strike three. It was a borderline pitch. Yelich just so good in terms of understanding the strike zone. Toss to first, and back in time is Freely.
Boy, that was one that you couldn't really argue either way. Jim Wolf deemed it. It was that close.
It was a two-seamer. Man, it had a lot of arm side run. It looked like it might have came back and clipped the corner. There goes Frelick. The pitch is lifted into right center field. Going to be a long run coming in and making the catch is Lee. And Frelick was off and running. So he has to go back and touch the bag at second. And he's doubled off at first. Coming down the line and scoring is Terang. So it's 1-0 Crew. On a sack fly from Yelich. And Frelick, who was running with the pitch, had slid into second, lost the baseball, had to touch second, and Lee able to throw back to first and double him off. But the Brewers do get a run home. Now two outs, nobody on for Rhys Hoskins. It's 1-0 Crew. Roop brings home the pitch, and that is lined into right center field. That is in the gap. Hoskins, big turn at first. Now he puts the brakes on as Yastrzemski did a great job hustling over there and cutting it off before it could get into Triple's alley. So a base hit for Hoskins, the second hit of the inning, and the Brewers continue the inning now to Jake Bowers. So a unique first inning against Roop so far for the Crew, but they've had some good swings. As Bowers takes a strike on the outside edge with a changeup, it's 0-1. A 1 pitch is down low, one ball and one strike. Hoskins was hitting out of the cleanup spot. You can clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. 1-1 is hit down the right field line. That's going to get down for Jake Bowers. Hoskins goes first to third. Bowers with a single, and the Brewers with their third hit of the inning against Roop, and now they've got first and third and two outs and a chance to add to this 1-0 lead. Wasn't hit overly hard. In fact, hit just 70 miles an hour. Looked like it got in on him, and he just muscled it into shallow right for a base hit. Now here's Joey Ortiz. Ortiz hitting 173, no home runs, four driven in. Brewers hoping he can break out of a little slump here. First pitch to him, and he bunts it up the first baseline right at Wade, who fields it, will tag him out. And the inning is over. So Joey Ortiz trying to bunt with two outs and bunts it right at the first baseman, Lamont Wade, who tags him out. And the Brewers get a run, but that's it in the top of the first. We go to the bottom half. Brewers 1 and the Giants coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Trump administration wants big changes to the Endangered Species Act. The law has long been interpreted as including protections for habitat on the premise that destroying a species' food and shelter harms the species itself. But now the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and National Marine Fisheries Service said in a proposed rule that degrading or destroying habitat should not be considered harm. Habitat loss is the single biggest driver of wildlife extinction. State officials say someone illegally shot and killed a bull elk near the city of Black River Falls. The animal was one of the primary breeding bulls in an effort to reestablish populations of elk in central Wisconsin. It was wearing a GPS radio collar and there were trail cameras nearby, but the DNR says it still needs the public's help to find the shooter. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues in Wisconsin, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID. Or visit your local DMV. And then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Norway.
Brewers with a 1-0 lead as we go to the bottom of the first, so a lead to work with already for Tobias Myers. And he throws his first pitch of 2025 to Mike Yastrzemski. It's a base hit up the middle and into center field. So one pitch and a single for Yastrzemski, his second hit of the series. And now here's Willy Adames. Tobias Myers, what a season last year for the Crew. Brewers desperately needed some guys to step forward for them in that rotation last year, and Tobias said, I'll do it. The 26-year-old was the most valuable pitcher voted on by the writers last year for the Crew. As the pitch comes up and in on Adames, it's 1-0. 9-6 with a 3.00 ERA over 25 starts, 138 innings. And he was a stud in Game 3 of the Wild Card Series as he throws to first and Yastrzemski's back in there with a head-first dive. One ball and no strikes here on Adames at the plate. In a 1-0 Brewers lead early on here in Game 4 of this series. The 1-0 pitch, and now he's caught a cleat, and it'll be a balk. Never even let go of the ball. We saw Tobias do that last year a handful of times too, where he just catches a cleat, and that time he never even got rid of the ball. So just kind of stumbled. I think it was that back cleat that got caught in there on Tobias. So now Yastrzemski at second. And the 1-0 pitch is hit foul and out of play down the right field line. It's 1-1. I bet we saw Tobias do that two or three times all of last season. Mm-hmm. And you see him really working on the dirt, the toe hole right in front of the rubber right now, just trying to make sure that's to his liking. And the 1-1 pitch. And that missed down and in. Two balls at one strike. Fastball at 93 that time from Tobias. He was very good during his rehab assignments as he was working himself back, basically having a second spring training. 2-1 pitch. That missed in. And it's 3-1 on Adames. Scoreless over five innings his last time out for Nashville. What a journey it was to get to the point that he got to last season. 3-1 pitch, and Willie swings on it and fouls it over near the on-deck circle near Jung-Hoo Lee. It's 3-2 on Adames. He's experienced a little bit of everything as a professional, as Tobias. It's given him unique perspective now that he's arrived. Looks in, and the 3-2 pitch is a ground ball to third. Charging it is Capra. Fields throws to first in time. Good stretch by Bowers. Staying put at second is Yastrzemski. And there's one away now for Jung-Hoo Lee. Brewers baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. So Lee had a three-hit night last night. He's 4-for-12 in the series. Hitting .333 with three home runs and 15 driven in on the year for San Francisco. Myers brings home the pitch, and it is lined down the right field line. If it's fair, it's going to be extra bases. It is fair, and one hops the wall in the corner. Yastrzemski's around third. He will score. We are tied at one on an RBI double from Jung-Hoo Lee. His fifth hit of this series. He has a very quick bat. That was a fastball at 94. It was in. And he pulled his hands in and turned it around right down that right field line. And here's Matt Chapman. A lot of hits in this game already. Five hits between the two teams. And there's just one out in the bottom of the first. Myers looks back at second and brings home the first pitch to Chapman. That misses low with a slider. And it's 1-0. Brewers off to St. Louis tonight at the conclusion of the game this afternoon. Three with the Cardinals in St. Louis. 1-0 pitch is fouled back and out of play. It's 1-1. And then to Chicago from there for three with the White Sox before coming home for three with the Cubs. What the next week plus looks